From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Tonight we'll be continuing with the testimony of Mrs. Lorraine King. She will tell us of how her brother-in-law, Robert Bell, having been converted, begins to invite his friends and family to gospel meetings. She and her boyfriend is invited along. She'll take up that story in just a moment or two. Remember, our Bible study is based on the central doctrines of the Christian faith. We began to look at the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ last week, and we're returning to that subject this evening. That will be after we hear another extract from Mrs. King's testimony. I'd like to thank those who have sent in requests for copies of her testimony. I trust the Lord will bless them as those testimony tapes are played. If you'd like a free copy, you have only to contact us. Listen for that information at the end of the program. Here's Mrs. King now.
And Robert began to witness to us all, and he invited myself and David to come out to hear the gospel in Markerfelt Free Presbyterian Church. And we accepted, and this is now the beginning of 1988. And David and I were due to be married in August of that year. And in January, Robert asked us to go out to the church, and we accepted. I remember that we went out and I heard a message that I had never heard before. I heard that I needed to be saved and that I was going to hell. And I can tell you, it just took all the peace that I had, that I thought I had, it took it right out of my life. I realized that what I was relying on to take me to heaven was nothing but filthy rags in the sight of a holy God. I realized that I was on my way fast to hell, and that everything that I had hoped upon was gone. There was nothing. I had nothing to build a foundation upon. We attended those services for 5 weeks. Each Sunday night, David and I would have went and heard the gospel. And to be honest, each week the burden just got heavier, and it got that I hardly had a smile on my face. But 5 weeks, God was merciful and took us there week after week. And on the 20th of March 1988, we went out to church as usual on the Sabbath night. And that night the Lord had led the Reverend McCrae to preach on the text in Mark chapter 12 verse 34, where it says, "Thou art not far from the kingdom." And you know, it was just for me. I remember thinking, the Reverend McCrae must know all about me. And yet that was the Holy Spirit. I remember thinking, this is just, I might as well only be the only person in the meeting. The Spirit of God just wrote in my heart that I was so near the kingdom. And yet if I was to die that night, I was not near enough. I was still outside the family of God. You know, that night the meeting was closed and there was an appeal made, and I so wanted to walk forward. I really wanted to get saved that night. But you know, all these things came into my head, all the what ifs, and the devil will always have one for your life. The devil will whisper in your ear, what if your friends don't want you? In my case it was, what if David calls off the wedding? In a few months' time, if you get saved, he might call it all off, and where will you be? Everybody will laugh. And those things were ringing in my head. And I went out of that meeting that night so burdened that I could barely speak. And we drove home to my parents' home. And we went into the house, and David asked me what was wrong. And I said, David, I wanted to get saved tonight. And David said, well, so did I, Lorraine. But I was scared. And you know, I said to him, let's go back to the church. I didn't know we could just get down on our knees and pray there. I didn't know that the Lord was nearer to me than hands or feet. But the Lord was good. And we got into the car and we drove back up to the church. And I remember thinking, we're mad, this place is going to be in darkness. But it wasn't, it was lit up. And we drove in and one of the elders came out and met us. And we told him that we needed to speak to the Reverend McRae. And that night we were took into a wee room and the Reverend McRae showed us from God's word where we were going to as sinners and how we could become children of God. We asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our individual hearts and he did. And I remember that night the burden was lifted. And I didn't know much of God's word then, but I knew in my heart that I was right before a holy God. My sin was gone.
Let's turn once more to the Word of God and to the doctrine of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you know, we have been considering the central doctrines of the Christian faith, those doctrines that lie at the very heart of the message of Christ. And we have come to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have considered his atoning death, how he shed his blood, and by this means he paid the price of redemption. And the resurrection of Christ naturally follows on. If he did not rise again the third day, then that would clearly indicate that the offering that he made on the cross had not been accepted by the Father. And of course, the consequences of that would be there is no salvation for sinners. Now, as we have already begun this study of the resurrection of Christ, perhaps it would be a good idea if I just very quickly reminded you of what it was we said in our last program. We pointed out how that this was a central doctrine of the gospel because it is contained in those summaries of the gospel that are set forth in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verses 1 to 4, Paul sets out the gospel. And Paul tells us that among the things that lie at the very heart of the gospel is the fact that Christ rose from the dead. In verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, I have delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. This is a summary. It's one of many given us in the Scriptures, but in this summary we find the resurrection of Christ is set forth. It's an essential element of the gospel message. It was repeatedly emphasized by the apostles in their preaching. In the Acts of the Apostles, in chapter 2, in chapter 3, in chapter 10, in chapter 17, we have instances of the preaching of the apostles. We have extracts, as it were, from the sort of sermons that they were preaching at that time. And right in the middle of those messages is the declaration that God raised his Son from the dead. Now, we pointed out to you that it was very important that the preaching of the resurrection of Christ be heard in Jerusalem, because if there was a people on the face of the earth that could deny this doctrine, it was the people in Jerusalem. That's one of the reasons why the Savior said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel, but begin at Jerusalem. Begin at Jerusalem. We go a little further tonight, and I want to press home the fact that the message of the resurrection of Christ was endorsed by the Holy Ghost. In Acts and the chapter 4, the verses 32 and 33, we read, and the whole multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Great power accompanied the preaching of the message of the resurrection. The Holy Ghost endorsed this message. Now he who is the Spirit of truth will not endorse that which is a lie. So the endorsement of the Holy Ghost is a wonderful attestation of the truthfulness of the resurrection of Christ. The resurrection of Christ was important because it also declared the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 1 and the verse 1, here's how he greets them. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. What was the declaration of the empty tomb? It was that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Only God the Son has power over life and over death, over the grave and over hell. In the book of the Revelation in chapter 1, when John the Apostle turns to see the one who is speaking to him, we read in verse 17 of that first chapter, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth, and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Were he but an ordinary man, as some would say, then death would have gained the victory over him. But because he was the spotless Lamb of God, he was raised again from the dead." The resurrection declares the deity of the Lord Jesus. Let me say one other thing as evidence that the resurrection of Christ is one of the central doctrines of the gospel. And it is very simply this: you can't get saved without believing in the resurrection of Christ. In Romans chapter 10 and the verse 9, listen to what we read. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." So, you can't be saved without the resurrection of Christ. And that indicates that it's one of the central doctrines of the Christian faith. I wonder, do you believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus? There are many who say, "Oh yes, I believe he existed. I believe he was a good man. I believe he did much good." But that's where their believing in Jesus ends. You will never be saved if you do not rest in the gospel truth that Christ died and that the third day he arose from the dead, having made atonement for his people. Tune in again next week to our programs. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.